Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'd like to welcome you to the Tuesday night More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. It's my absolute privilege to be your host for this call this evening. I have a call on one of my favorite topics, accountability. So I definitely want to give you some great content tonight. I will cover a few quick announcements, and then we'll move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. As I did hear Regina Galley say that the event that I had the privilege of sharing some space with her and many other exceptional entrepreneurs over the weekend in Long Island was an exceptional event, and I am committed to taking that excellence to events all around the United States for the rest of this year going into the year 2017. And this Saturday, October 15th, I have the privilege of sharing space with three of my favorite clients and friends that I've ever had the privilege of coaching with. And that would be Jennifer Trinkner, Bridget Bartley, and Carlotta Davis. So I cannot wait to be in Columbia, South Carolina. I started going there back in 2012. And it's very interesting, about that very same time, I started doing events with Alexis, Tara, and CG. So I've had the privilege of doing many events with those six exceptional women. And this Saturday, I get to share that space. So that is Columbia, South Carolina. Saturday, October 22nd, I will be with C.G. Siddons in Tampa, Florida, for the first time ever. I've never spoken in Tampa. I've spoken in Estero, Fort Myers, Florida, other islands on the coast and the Gulf Coast. So it'll be an absolute great opportunity. And I know that George Dominion, who has been a coaching client of mine for a number of years, is also planning on attending that event and bringing his team. Saturday, October 29th, the second time in my career, I'll be in Missoula, Montana. Scott Aaron, Joe DiBianca, Carolyn Olson are also going to be with me at that event. Kayla Johnson is my host. It'll be a fabulous event. If you've never been to Missoula or have never heard of it, that is where the movie A River Runs Through It, part of that movie was filmed. That was the Robert Redford, and that was Brad Pitt. So that will be Saturday, October 29th. November 12th, I will be in Dallas, Texas for the first time in a couple of years. November 19th, Weehawken, New Jersey. That will be with Dawn Ferrantino. And I have absolutely had an exceptional year with Dawn, watching Dawn just absolutely flourish and take her speaking career to the next level. Dawn will also be going to Baltimore, Maryland with me in many events next year. December 3rd, I'll be in Atlanta, Georgia. Ryan Graham will be my host. Thank you, Ryan, for hosting your second event for me in beautiful Atlanta. That is right at the airport at the Marriott. And I'll be ending the year, I'll be wrapping up the year 2016 in beautiful Fort Lauderdale, Florida, right there on the beach at the Westin Hotel. And as I move into 2017, I'll be in Los Angeles on the 21st of January, New Orleans on the 28th. Zach and Stephanie DeRocher, thank you very much for bringing me to the beautiful city of New Orleans, January 28th, February 4th, Philadelphia, and then Baltimore, Maryland on March 18th. Now, I will be filling in next year's calendar relatively quickly. I already have Long Island on my sites and many other events for 2017. Some really exciting situations happening at Golden Mastermind Seminars. I'm going to be taking my branding to the next level. And on Sunday, November 6th, 7th, and 8th, I'll be filming and being interviewed by Brian Tracy in San Diego, California. That interview will then air on many networks, CNBC, CNN, ABC, Fox News, and many other programs. And I'll be taking my branding to the next level. So I'll be picking up a lot of new database, new events next year. So very inspired to deliver some new content, new products, and a new book is in the works for 2017. If you've not taken advantage of any of my 15-minute free coachings, feel free to take advantage of that by contacting me on Facebook in my inbox. If you would like to receive a free 15-minute coaching session from me and never had the opportunity to do that, feel free to contact me and be specific with what you would like me to assist you with your phone number. I will return your call within 24 to 48 hours. Now the show must go on. Now the topic of my call is accountability, and as you may tell, I'm a little under the weather, but the show must go on and I am accountable. I've never missed a call on Tuesday night in 18 years other than one time that I had that Christmas fell on this situation. I do remember one time I lost my voice when I interviewed Alexis, and the show must go on. And what does that mean to you, the show must go on? It means that you must be accountable. There are times you may have a hangnail, a headache, you may be overwhelmed, you may be anxious, or any multitude of situations, but if you are accountable, you will suit up and show up. You will deliver. And if you are a producer, a closer, and a finisher, then you will find ways to overcome challenges and obstacles. When I woke up this morning, there was a slight possibility that I might not make this call because I had no voice. But I did everything in my power to make sure that I was ready not only for this call, but for all the other obligations that I have as a business owner. Now, that does not mean that if you're not sick or under the weather, you don't take a day off, but I didn't feel it was quite at that problematic stage, and that's what accountability is. It means you get it done. It means you suit up and show up. You're productive. You're accountable. You provide service and value. If you own a business, one of the most important situations you must be skilled at is serving your clients, serving your teammates, serving your customers, returning your phone calls, returning the emails, returning the situations that are required of you to be accountable. Now, you can be accountable on a job, and it's a different situation because you have a set of skills, a set of parameters, a blueprint to operate on. But when you're accountable in a business, you have to be accountable for yourself. You must also be accountable for your time. You must be accountable for your results. You don't get paid for time. You get paid for results and production. But time is valuable, 86,400 seconds, 1,440 minutes, 1 hour, 1 day, and you have to be accountable for that time, and you have to be able to turn time into a result, time into value. And if you want to raise your value, you do that by developing your skills. Your skills will unequivocally set you apart from being average to exceptional. And for you to be skilled and then take those skills to a habit, you have to be accountable. That means repetition and experience. Simple discipline mastered one day at a time over a long career. That's what allows you to create the reflexes of a business owner, where you can adapt and adjust to any situation and create a result. Now, many of you heard Susan Sly in my call last Tuesday night. Susan was unequivocally exceptional. She unequivocally hit a home run. Now, Susan teaches organized skills. Now, if you're not organized, there's a high probability that you are overwhelmed. If you're overwhelmed, you're going to have challenges being accountable. If you are a chronic starter and not a committed finisher, then you will have challenges completing projects. And finishing must be an identity. And being accountable must be an identity. Words do not return void. A man's word is his law. A woman's word is her law. What does that mean? It means speak into existence reality that you can create, reality that you can finish. Unfortunately, a large percent of the population will tell people what they think they should tell them. They'll tell them what they want to hear, and they don't finish, and they don't follow through. That's what accountability is. And on my sobriety is a term I will use, meaning rigorous honesty. Accountability is being honest with yourself. It's being objective. It's being accountable. It's following through. You may have heard the fortunes in the follow-up. Well, that is correct, but you have to be able to follow through and follow up on your own commitments. One of the biggest disconnections and one of the biggest contradictions that many people perpetuate is their clearly defined goals, meaning they seldom ever get around to them. Your goals must be clear. They must be written down. They must be understood. They must be memorized. And they must be able to be articulated from feelings into words. There must be a vision behind them. It must be mindset. You must be able to feel your goals. You must be able to complete them, finish them. But if you're not committed, this won't happen. There's a big separation between the word interest and commitment. And many people use the English language. In the mid-sentence, they use the word guess. They finish sentences with three words, I don't know. They keep themselves overwhelmed. That way they don't finish. Many people have shiny object syndrome. They're not finishers because they're committed starters, but they're not committed finishers. Finish is your follow-through. It's your follow-up. It's the completion. It's the end of the era. It's the task is completed. You have to be able to have that as your identity. But if that's not in your wheelhouse, if that's not part of who you are, then you'll tiptoe quietly through life, living the pain of regret, never accomplishing what you set out to do. And it's very important that you understand accountability is a challenge for most of society. You are told what to do by parents and employers, but many people end up avoiding. They procrastinate. They're lazy. They have bad habits. They have anxiety. And they have anxiety about facing the new. Many people's accountability challenges are a direct reflection of the stories they tell themselves. Now, what many people do when they start and don't finish is they are chronic avoiders. And if that is you on tonight's call, then there's a high probability that you'll have a communication and a language style that will foster that kind of anxiety. And what many people do is they avoid finishing because they fear failing. They fear succeeding. Now, how do you fear success? You fear success by having anxiety that you won't be able to control it. You won't be able to finish it. One of my biggest fears is when I get there, how am I going to be able to maintain it? Well, you don't maintain it because you haven't even gotten there yet. You have to be able to maintain your emotions today. But if you get overwhelmed easily and you live in anxiety, anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, and overwhelmed feelings, then there's a high probability you will not finish. One of my biggest challenges is I'm the world's worst procrastinator. Yeah, that's me. I'm a procrastinator. Ha, 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 ha. I hear people say that, and they actually think they're being funny. They don't understand that their unconscious does not separate fact from fiction. Your word is your law, and words do not return void. What a man speaks is what a man attracts. But if you speak into existence how bad you are at something, then you edify the very situation you seek to avoid. You think it's funny while you're checking out, getting overwhelmed emotionally. That will never get you to the LOP, the land of promise. As you leave the cow pasture, as you leave the sheeple, the people who baa and moo and say, come on back here, don't leave us, and you enter the land of the jungle, you have to go in there and get jungle qualified, jungle certified. But if you become a COJ, a casualty of the jungle, then you never make it through the jungle. You'll never get to the LOP, the land of paradise. And if that is your objective, to have freedom, the emotional freedom, the financial freedom, the freedom to choose and operate in life in your time and your terms, then you have to be able to pay the price of success. And you have to be able to be a master of discipline. You have to master your emotions, and you have to stay in the game long enough to be able to master those emotions. And most importantly, you have to be able to relax on this journey. If you're not able to relax, then you'll stay overwhelmed, over-anxious, and you'll create stories and anxieties that will easily and effortlessly take you out of the game. You have to stay in the game long enough to master the emotions, then you master the skills, develop the habits, and you develop a daily method that you operate on. The most important day in a 90-day game plan is the day you start, the day you commit. But if you don't commit, then you'll never have to be accountable for your goals. And that's why so many people are chronic avoiders. Because if I avoid accountability, I don't fail. If I avoid success, I don't fail. But you fail to engage by failing to engage. And you fail because you don't really engage. Success is based on an engagement principle. You must engage the enemy, engage your opponents. You must be able to engage your prospects. You must be able to engage your fears, anxieties. You must be able to confront yourself and confront others in a very relaxed body, not in a body that's overwhelmed, not in a body that's angry, not in a body of resentment, not in a body that's in anxiety of rejection and abandonment. People don't reject you. Many people aren't interested. They prejudge an opportunity before they even get to it. They're so overwhelmed by you being overwhelmed that neither one of you ever really get around to finishing. And you have to also be very clear that a large percent of society is also not accountable. So if you engage someone in your commitment phobic issues for someone else is not accountable, then you're both engaging in a mixed message. But as you become clear on who you are, what you're capable of, as you become crystal clear and have a vision of the outcome that you seek to create, when you know that you know and you no longer live in doubt, when you no longer get consumed by being overwhelmed in an outcome that hasn't happened, When you let go of trying to control your control that keeps you out of control, when you relax in your body, when you practice healing modalities, spiritual modalities, when you let go and you can meditate, when you can practice yoga, when you can practice the art of Zen, when you can let go and be in that relaxed body, you create a whole different level of energy. And that energy that you bring to the game will either magnetize or it will alienate people. When you show up in anxiety, fear, doubt, overwhelm, you end up sending a mixed message. You're saying, please get started with me, don't, because I'm not sure if I can be accountable. When you have anxiety and accountability issues, then you will attract your reality, people, and situations to fulfill your feelings of non-commitment. If you can't commit, how can you expect other people to commit? Commitment must show up frequently in your language and your communication style. But if you continue to say kinda, sorta, like to, hope, I really want this to work out, then there's a high probability that you will never end up accomplishing or finishing your objectives. You must have clearly defined objectives about the outcome you seek, because if you don't, then you're not clear. You don't have a clear picture of what it is you're looking for, what you seek to create. When you're overwhelmed, that creates a neurochemical response in the neocortex of your brain that keeps you overwhelmed, perpetuating the same set of feelings based on a series of events that keep you overwhelmed. If you grew up with passive-aggressive people in your circle of influence, people you couldn't please, people who judged you, people who put you in a position to validate, justify, and explain yourself, then there's a high probability that you're a chronic explainer, a chronic starter, and not a committed finisher. A committed finisher is someone who focuses on the outcome. Now, you hear the term, don't get attached. There is merit to that statement, but there also must be results created. Because if you own a business, you have a for-profit business, a business that must operate on profit to be and stay in business. You'll be responsible for quarterly taxes. You'll be responsible for paying off your overhead. You'll be responsible for the results you create or don't create. Responsibility means the ability to respond. But if you are a reactor, meaning you get overwhelmed easily, or you grew up with people who put you in a position to validate, justify, and explain yourself, then there's a high probability that you will be walking around this planet checked out. And when you're checked out, you can't possibly be accountable. Accountability is a very relaxed energy. It's not intense. It's relaxed. It's a flow energy. You know who you are, and you know you're capable of creating and attracting. And no matter where you've been, no matter what you've been through, you can unequivocally change. Change is a choice. Change is a commitment. Change is a decision. Change isn't, is that all I just do? No, you don't just. Just is justify. You don't justify change. You commit to change. You commit to the outcome that you seek one day at a time. One day at a time is a simple discipline mastered emotionally that allows you to be and stay in the game long enough to master the skills of your vocation. But it's your emotional discipline that will lead you to avoidance and procrastination, or your emotional discipline that will lead you to completing tasks, to be accountable, to be able to produce results in a committed, dedicated block of time. Success is not that difficult to master. It's not success you master, it's your emotions. If you don't master your emotions, then you'll try and control your emotions. And when you try to control your control, you end up out of control of the control that overwhelms you. The control that overwhelms you is typically the story you tell yourself that has not happened. And when you create stories that aren't real, it's very easy for you to overwhelm yourself. It's very easy for you to create outcomes that haven't happened, and you get so worked up, so overwhelmed, that you not only can't finish, you can't really start. And that's why so many people, GRGR, get ready to get ready. And if you're a chronic get ready to get readier, then all you're doing is creating dust. You're not blazing a trail. And for you to blaze a trail, you have to go into the journey of the unknown. Success is an unknown quantity until you're certain that you can create it. But when you stay in an uncertain state, then you're in doubt. But when you no longer live in doubt, then success is a certainty, because you will not be denied. And when you come from that place, you will overcome any challenge challenge or any obstacle that gets in your way, because success is more important than the problem. When you learn to focus on the result and focus on the solution, then the problem isn't so big. But when you tell a story about how big your debt is, oh my God, I can't believe my school loan debt, it's 8% interest, I'll never pay it off. See, in that kind of communication style with the neocortex of your brain, you've created a sense of certainty that leads your disappointment. That sense of certainty called doubt that leads your disappointment gives you an out. It gives you an opt-out rather than an opt-in. It means you've created the ability and the inability to connect, to finish, to complete. Accountability is completion. It means you're completion conscious, that you finish what you complete, you finish what you start. That's completion. You're committed to finishing the game. And when you come from that kind of energy, then you'll finish a call when you don't have a voice. There is no way that I could have coached today and not finished this call, because that's what accountability is. When you're accountable, you find a way to overcome a challenge rather than to focus on the challenge. When you focus on the problem, then it magnifies. It quantifies. When you focus on a result, then your body releases. It doesn't stay in an overwhelmed, anxious state on a story that hasn't happened. When you're in a relaxed emotional discipline, you become a disciple of the identity and of the vocation that you're in the process of mastering. When you master your emotions, then you stay in a very relaxed emotional state. And in that state, many people misread you as being unemotional. Actually, people that come across them with that kind of energy typically have a very high vibration. They're very sincere, and they're very serious. Many people perceive this person to be uptight. This is the kind of person that does not check out. They don't laugh when nothing's funny. This is the type of person who has a very relaxed focus. This type of person has a smoldering determination. It's a longer, cooler, quieter type of energy. This person does not get excited. They're not consumed with walking the stages of life. They know that they'll be on that stage and get recognized because of results. This person is not recognition conscious. This person is results conscious. This is the kind of person who typically doesn't care if they get the recognition. They care about the outcome, and they care more about the task at hand. This person takes great pride in completing tasks. People who have shiny object syndrome take great pride on being on stage. They're more recognition conscious than they are results oriented. Now, a little bit about me. I mean, I've been on stage countless times, but not because being on stage was my goal. My goal was never to be on stage. I knew that I'd be on stage by my results. But if I didn't get on stage because I had a result, it didn't bother me. Because me personally, I'd rather get paid than get recognized. Now, recognition is important because babies cry for it, men die for it. That's recognition. But you also must be results-oriented. You want to let your results do the talking for you. My father once said to me when I was a small boy, he said, "Son, it ain't bragging when you can back it up." And what does that mean? It means you don't require mustard on your hot dog. When you score a touchdown or you have a victory, you don't have to go out on Facebook and flaunt it. It means you're as cool as the other side of the pillow. You know that you'll get your recognition by your rank advancement, by your teammates. A great mark of your success are the people in your circle of influence who begin to excel because of your excellence. When you lead by example, then you become the example. But you can't lead by example until you are the example. And when your habits suck, and you'll suck. And when you let go of your anxiety about how am I going to pull it off, how am I going to hold it, how am I going to maintain it, that's just noise. That's the kind of noise you create to not complete a task. You must have pride and discipline about the craft that you create. Your vocation is your livelihood. And when you actually understand this term, I'll sell off everything I own just to pay to play the game. When you stay in that kind of energy, then you'll do like my friend Trenton Chandler. Trenton Chandler is a friend of mine. He may or may not be listening to this call tonight, but he sent me a picture of a great country singer, Joe Diffie. I started coaching Trenton 15, 16 years ago when he lived in Austin, Texas. Trenton was a top income earner in a small startup company. He was making 5 figures a month. Trenton went through some challenges in the mid-2000s and realized that he wasn't cut out to have a job or to have a traditional business. Trenton packed it up and moved to Nashville. For 3 years, Trenton never made it big in Nashville. He played in honky-tonks and jute joints, and a lot of times you could find Trenton on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday night playing for money on the street where people would throw money into his guitar case. Trenton right now is on the verge of making it. He's been in Nashville 5 years. He's been playing music for well over 20 years. He played college football at Angelo State. Trenton, if you take a look at Trenton, he unequivocally is a rebel. Trenton is in his mid-late 40s, his hair, long hair to his shoulders, wears a nappy, and lives life on his terms and his time frame. And he's right there on the verge of making it. But I'll tell you what, if Trenton doesn't make it, I guarantee he'll still be in Nashville playing the game, and he will not live the pain of regret. He will not die with his music inside of him. And unfortunately, that's what so many people do. They get a hangnail, they get a headache, they get a cold, they have the flu, whatever happens, they get sick, they get ill, they manifest an illness, a disease, and it takes them out of the game. They manifest some conflict, a passive-aggressive person challenges them. One of their homies, their significant other, one of their friends from high school, a sorority girl, a fraternity buddy goes, "Oh my God, dude, I can't believe you're doing one of them things." But the person who has that moxie, that juice, goes, "Hey, chief, what's a thing? Well, you know, one of them things. Suppose I don't know what a thing is. Why don't you tell me?" See, when you can stand the gaff, then you are accountable. When you actually buy into your vocation, then you begin to own your vocation. When you start to have a vocation that rewards you, then you can take a vacation. See, it's that vocation that provides the vacation. That's the freedom that so many of you romance. But when you actually sit in the box, stand in the game, you're in the batter's box, or your ass is in the chair, and you're sitting there taking your swings and you're taking your licks, and you don't take it personal, and you're able to let go, and rejection, it just melts away from you, and you start to understand there is no rejection. A large percent of the population, either they object or they prejudge. And when you start to understand the difference between a rejection and an objection, then you do not take it personally. And that begins to eliminate one of your excuses that keeps you from being accountable. How many excuses do you have that keep you from being accountable? I have found in my coaching that typically the average person will have 4 or 5 excuses that keeps them from ever being successful. Now, as you begin to let go of the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do, then you'll start to have a much better understanding and a much better awareness of the reasons that you do what you do. If your why doesn't make you cry, or if you're not committed to living your dreams, then you're living your wishes. And if you try to live your wishes, wishes don't show up in muscle testing. Yeah, I wish I was successful. Let's hold my right arm up here. Let's do a little reflexology. Yeah, I wish I'm going to be on stage at the next event. Wishes don't compute. Commitment computes. Commitment, responsibility, accountability. These words must show up in your communication style. Not guess, not kinda, not sorta, not I hope, I'd like to. Yeah, I'd really like to have that happen to me. You know, I'm trying, I'm really putting some effort into it, I'm trying. I made a couple phone calls today and got a few voicemails and nothing really. See, that doesn't cut it, Chief. What cuts it is toiling laboriously in the midnight hour. What staggers me is how many people have phone reluctance. I mean, how can you ever succeed in sales, branding, and marketing if you can't pick a frickin' phone up? You can't. Now, I know in the age of texting, and I know in the age of social media and all the other forums and ways we communicate, but there's still nothing like a good old-fashioned conversation where you qualify someone for your time. That is a skill. That is accountability skill. And when you're qualifying people, you're actually seeing if they're accountable. How serious are you about starting a business from the comfort of your home? How serious are you about improving the quality of your health? How serious are you about raising your level of consciousness? How committed are you to living your dreams? Have you ever considered owning your own business? I mean, these are questions that you use to check people's accountability. Routinely, I'll ask someone that. How serious are you about living your dreams? How serious are you about starting a business? And invariably, I'll get the blow-off answer. The blow-off answer is, I'm going to nursing school. Well, Chief, I didn't ask if you're going to nursing school. I asked if you're committed to living your dreams. I ask a young man Sunday night in a restaurant where I dine frequently, and as every Sunday night I typically see the richest man in California's daughter, That would be Alex Spano's daughter, and I see her husband, Dean, her and her husband, Dean, who own the Mercedes dealership here in town, who I frequently communicate with. And he was at the game Sunday, the San Diego Charger game. They lost in the last second. And I was conversing with him. I was overhearing a waiter. And I was listening to how much he talked and how much he over-talked and oversold the menu. I was just watching. I was just considering that's what so many people do, is they over-talk, they oversell, and they don't really understand how to connect. What keeps them unaccountable? That over-talking, that over-committing, and that overselling, and that over-obligating that so much of society does, it keeps them safe and disappointed. Because if you can take on so many obligations, if you're going to go out there and serve so many people, serve so many causes, you're going to start so many businesses, then you can continue to live and be over the top. Now, what does that actually do when you're addicted, over-obligator, and a chronic enabler? It keeps you from ever really committing for yourself. You'll give your energy and pass it on to everyone else, but you never have to really look at the man or the woman in the mirror, because what you do is deflect your own self-esteem. You must have self-esteem to succeed. Self-confidence and confidence is how you feel about something. Self-esteem is how you feel about yourself. When you have low self-esteem and low energy, then it keeps you from being accountable, because then you can create an excuse and a story around the fact that it's not perfect. The reason that many people don't follow through or don't finish a task or accomplish a goal because they live in neurotic perfection. If it's not perfect, then they don't start. Then they continue to get ready to get ready. They study all the team sites. They spend a lot of time getting ready to get ready and mastering all the things that they should do before they start, but they never really get around to engaging. You have to engage the enemy, engage your prospects, engage your teammates, engage yourself. It means you move forward. Results are paramount. You must be able to create results. You can't finish a task without results. You must be results conscious, results committed. And results are what fuel the engine. Results are what create the synergy. Results are what pay the freight. Results are what create the compensation. It's results. You must be a closer and a finisher, not a starter. And unfortunately, so much of society, they're skilled at starting. They have shiny object syndrome. They get excited in starting, and they get that emotional high and that neurochemical response, that cortisol cocktail that they get from starting. But finishing seems boring to a lot of people. They lose their interest. Yeah, I tend to get bored with it. That's what people tell me. Yeah, I started, but you know what? I just lost my focus, lost my interest. I had to go start something else. That's what so much of society does. Is that you? If I'm conversing about you tonight, what are you prepared to do about it? Are you prepared to stand the gaff? Are you really committed to your own success? Are you interested? There's a huge difference and a huge disparity between being committed and being interested. There's a tremendous difference in energy between commitment and interest. Muscle test someone on interest. Your arm automatically drops. Do reflexology on someone who's committed, and they got that grind going in their teeth. No, by God, and you're not dropping my arm. No way, baby. I'm in. I'm all in. I'm in. I'm committed. See, until you're committed, you're interested. In a non black and white world, here's a black and white situation. You're either committed or you're not. There's a big disparity, a big separation between being committed and being interested. Because if you're committed, you'll do whatever is required. You'll do whatever you have to do to stay in the game long enough to master it. Many people tell me, I want to be where you are. I want to be a speaker. I want to be a coach. I'm like, hey, Chief, you have no freaking idea what that really means. You'd have to go out and build a database. You'd have to build an email list. You'd have to go out and actually give away 15 minutes of coaching and do a lot of coaching calls for free. Practice the art of closing sales. You have to be able to create the value. You have to be able to find the problem and close on the solution. The world is filled with coaches with pedigrees, degrees. The world is filled with success coaches, health coaches, coaches who are licensed coaches, but the world is not filled with millionaires. Education is overrated. Documentation is underrated. You want to be able to document that you're a millionaire. You want to be able to document that you have a tax return that shows results. Documentation beats conversation every time. See, when you can document your results, then you can prove it. And the only person that you require proving it to is you. And you want to be able to document your results to yourself. When you go to bed at night, you should go to bed with pride and dignity, not with disappointment and low self-esteem. When you go to bed at night, you should go to bed resting, not overwhelmed, worrying about what tomorrow's about. When you go to bed at night, you shouldn't be worrying about debt and worrying about money, because debt and money don't worry about you. When you go to bed at night, you should be able to relax and do yoga or meditation or any modality that takes you into a brainwave state, a brainwave state of alpha or delta. When you go to bed at night, you should be so relaxed and so cool as the other side of the pillow that when you wake up, you're inspired in a very relaxed energy. You don't wake up excited and overwhelmed or over the top. You wake up in a very relaxed body in a methodical, systematic approach to being and staying successful one day at a time over a long career. But when you have to be excited, there's a high probability that your excitement takes you to starting but not to finishing. Finishing isn't exciting. Finishing is a habit. There isn't nothing exciting about finishing, because when you finish, you do it all over again. You shouldn't be excited about finishing. You should be inspired to do it over again. You should be inspired to finish and finish with an inspirational energy that you've accomplished a task well done. When you finish, you don't require someone giving you a hug and a high five. You require being able to have your own pride and your own level of dignity about a task well done. You can tell a lot about a person who's successful, especially the ones who don't have to tell you they're successful, because you can tell by the way they carry themselves. That's the kind of person that inspires me, the kind of person who's a silent producer. Be a silent producer and you'll get recognized for your silence, and you'll get recognized for your results. But the empty barrel is what typically makes the most noise. And the people that typically talk the most are typically the ones who produce the least. The people who cause the most conflict are the ones who never create a result, because they're conflict conscious. The person who shuts up and puts up is the kind of person that you want to have in your team. The kind of person who can shut up and produce, that's the kind of person you want in your team, because that's the kind of person who silently produces one day at a time over a long career. Success is methodical. Success is systematic. Success is not glamorous. Success is a process. Success is a habit. Success is a routine. There is glamour in success, unequivocally, but success is a habit. And if you're not habitual about success, then you will not complete task. Accountability is being able to write it out and finish it. Accountability is knowing what you do daily and doing it without any fanfare. Accountability is follow-through. Accountability is your word. Accountability is rigorous honesty. Accountability is follow-through and follow-up. Accountability is returning a phone call when you say you will. Accountability is apologizing without making an excuse for what you did. That's accountability. See, when you apologize to someone with an excuse, that's a qualified apology. That doesn't mean anything. That is not an apology. That's a validation and a justification for what you did rather than who you are. When you start to take accountability, then your energy changes. Your accountability is what leads to results, because you start to follow through on your word. When you tell yourself that you're going to make 15 phone calls in 2 hours, you do it. You don't stop when the first person says, "What's this about?" You don't get overwhelmed in the first phone call or two and check out. You check in. When you're accountable, you're checked in, not checked out. When you start to live in that kind of energy, then you're becoming the person that you're capable of becoming. When you have that kind of juice, that kind of DNA, then people begin to notice. And when people notice, then they begin to show up. And if you're going to be a brander, if you're going to brand yourself online, if you're going to create a message online, then you must be able to deliver content. And content's going to come from your accountability. Unfortunately, what many people don't ever have is they don't ever have a success story, because they never finish to be successful. And these are the type of people that typically want to go out and be coaches. How can you coach when you haven't proved your own philosophy creates a result? I see so many people do this. They're ready to be a success coach. They never had their first $10,000 a month. How can you teach someone to have a $10,000 month when you've never had one? You can't. And how can you teach someone to be a six-figure income earner when you've never had it? Well, you can't when you're a coach. But when you're in a network marketing business or direct sales business, you don't have to be a coach. You lead by example. You may have the title coach on your business card, and I understand what that means, but you have a system to follow. The system can coach people to success while you master the emotions and master the skills to be accountable. If you're not accountable, you'll never be successful. Accountability is paramount. That means it's crucial. It's a have to. It's a must. It's an I am. I am accountable. Accountable is follow through. When you go to bed tonight, finish what you didn't start with. Finish what you started today. I don't care if it's 1:30 on the East Coast. Finish it. FF. You know the first word. Finish it. Do it before you go to bed. Finish. Spell it. F-I-N-I-S-H. Done. Finish. Completed. Three of my favorite words. It's one of my affirmations. Done. Finished, completed. See, when you have completion consciousness, that is a way of life. It means that it's an identity. I complete what I start. My word is my law. On my sobriety, I've said that to people. It means that there's no backing down. When I tell you it's on my sobriety, it means that is my word. What is your word worth? Is your word worth anything? It can't be if you're a chronic starter. I mean, tonight's the night you can make some simple, subtle changes. Changing is not a how do I. Changing is I am. I am a finisher. I am accountable. What does accountability really mean? Define it. Write it out. Create your own definition in one sentence or one paragraph. Write a Facebook post on it. Send it out. Be accountable. Finish, follow through. That's what it means. It means you're able to finish and follow through on what you speak into existence, the reality that you create. When you come from that kind of energy, then you'll attract other accountability seekers. Other people aren't accountable. A key in the law of attraction is to attract people who don't require you. These are the kind of people who are accountable. They're results oriented. They're productive. They're able to adapt and adjust quickly. They don't require supervision. They have the ability to see an outcome before they start. They're creative and innovative. These are the kind of people you require in your circle of influence. You require one of those a month, two of those a year. You require two of those people to show up. They change your whole game. On any given Saturday, David can beat Goliath. You have to be your own David. You have to be the president, founder, and CEO of your own corporation. You have to become your best employee. I never ask my employees to do what I wouldn't do myself. And I mean, if you ever come and spend any time with me, you'll see me washing the floors. You'll see me doing everything my employees do. You'll see me waxing on, waxing off. You'll see me returning phone calls, emails. You'll see me being accountable. You'll see me following through. See, these are the situations that you have to be able to do. You have to do the most basic, simple task at hand and be able to follow through on it. You can't teach what you haven't experienced. There isn't any way that you can convey the emotions required if you haven't experienced it. If you haven't experienced failure and you haven't experienced regret and you haven't experienced success, how can you convey it? That's what vulnerability is. You have to be able to be vulnerable with people. That's what accountability is. Accountability means you can be able to account for some of your failures to people. You're open and objective. You're honest. You're vulnerable. You let people know that you're real, you're human, you're genuine, authentic. All these words that you write that don't mean shit, what much amount of you do, you write these words that you don't even live them. I see so many people out there that are writing on Facebook. They're writing about these things they're doing. And I know they're not doing it because they're not rank advancing. They're not closing sales. They're not teaching other people the basics. They're not teaching people how to prospect, how to create leads. If you're not doing that, then you don't really have a business. What you have is a myth. You have a theory. And you don't succeed by mythically, magically theorizing how you're going to be successful. You succeed by having your ass in a chair. You succeed by qualifying people for your time. You succeed by writing content. You succeed by figuring it out. You succeed by repetition and experience. You succeed by by letting go of your anxieties about being overwhelmed. You succeed by being present. You succeed by being successful. You succeed by mastering success principles. You succeed by having success as your identity, and succeed by being accountable. If you're not accountable, then you're just making talk. You're making conversation. And that's what many people do. They go out and conversate. One of my old redneck words, conversate. That's what a lot of people do. They go out and conversate, and they talk about what they're going to do, but they never really put it on the line. They never really lay it on the line. What would that actually mean for you to lay it on the line? That means you'd actually quit your job if you had to. It means you put you don't perform best when your back's against the wall. You perform best in a relaxed body. Quitting your job doesn't mean anything if you're not going to be accountable. I've seen people quit their job and never do dick. I watch them. They get ready to get ready. They get overwhelmed. They go to seminars. Seminar junkies make me sick. I see so many people, they go to all these seminars, rallies, conventions, but they never apply the knowledge that they have. I ask people, what did you receive today? Knowledge? What is knowledge? I mean, WTF, what is knowledge? Knowledge doesn't mean anything unless it's application. People go, can you give me one book to read? Yes, Power Versus Force. Did you read that book? Oh, yeah, I read it, but I really didn't understand it. No shit, chief. The reason being, because you didn't apply it. You didn't take the application of it. Power Versus Force and Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, these aren't books you read. These are books you integrate. That means you become one with them. You understand the innate wisdom that's being taught to you, and you apply it. And you have to do this one day at a time. You have to get over yourself. You have to let go of your passive-aggressive parents, grandparents, and people in your circle of influence that you continue to let violate you, and you continue to let take your energy from you. You have to let go of the people that you continue to give power to. You have to let go of the stories you tell yourself so that you're not overwhelmed, so you can be accountable. You have to let go of your guilt and shame about the events that robbed you of your spirituality. You have to let go of some of the stories that you tell yourself so you can be and stay accountable. You have to be able to speak it the way you want to speak it without being afraid you're going to offend someone. You have to be able to sometimes be abrasive, and you have to be able to sometimes make mistakes. You have to be able to let go of the anxieties that keep you from finding that edge, that edgy edge that you avoided so long. Wow, I don't know if I could do that. You're right, you couldn't. You don't have the guts. Unfortunately, that's what so many people do. I don't know if I could do that. You couldn't. That's right. That's what keeps you safe. That edge, you have to find that edge, that grindy grind, that angsty angst, that space in your body that you've so long avoided. Because I don't know if I could do that. You're right, you couldn't. That's what so many people do to avoid success. It's not failure that stops so many people. It's the possibility of controlling success. I don't know if I can control it. Success is not to be controlled. Success is to be experienced. Success isn't control. Success is an experience. Success is an outcome. Success is accountability. Success is not control. Accountability is not control. Accountability is letting go of the control that you control so you can't be accountable. That's what most people do. They control control, and then what they can control is being disappointed. And that way they can be accountable for not succeeding. And then they never master the success principles, the success habits, the success mindset that they tell themselves that they desire to achieve. It doesn't happen that way. Repetition and experience. That's what creates the reflexes of a modality. So if you ever are going to meditate, there's a reflex to meditation. It's called letting go. And you have to be able to let go in a very relaxed reflex so there is no control. And when you're able to be in that kind of body where there is no control and you're not focused on an outcome, knowing the outcome is there. See, you learn to let go of your... When you weren't able to let go of the outcome, you're able to let go of the outcome because you know the outcome is inevitable. But see, when you're attached to the outcome, that means you don't trust yourself enough to create the outcome. Now, if you ever spend any time with me, I create outcomes. I don't know where they're going to come from, but it's going to happen. I can speak at any given event. There might be a small attendance, and I don't focus on the attendance. I focus on the value I'm going to deliver, because I know if the value is delivered, that someone will deliver the result. And it may not be now, but you also have to live for delayed gratification. You can't live for instant gratification. Gratification is going to come from your habits. But if your habits suck, there's no gratification. The gratification you get from being disappointed becomes an addiction. Sounds like a contradiction, but it is an addiction because most of society is addicted to disappointment, and the gratification they get from being disappointed is they don't fail. That's the payoff that people get from being overwhelmed. I ask people, what's the payoff? They go, payoff? There is no payoff. Of course there's a payoff, or you wouldn't be an addict. When you're addicted to an emotion, you recreate the same situation over and over because you can be accountable for that result. But when you let go of that kind of accountability, addiction accountability, and you start to have a success accountability, it creates a whole new energy. Your right brain begins to create a different type of neurochemical. You start to create a new set of feelings. You create a new neuron in your brain. You start to create a different type of blast in your brain. You start to relax. You let go. You're in the present. You're in the moment. You're here. You're now. When you live in that kind of space, then you are the outcome. You are accountable. You are the result. The result is inevitable when you live in that kind of energy. When you live in that kind of relaxed energy, results happen because you are so relaxed and so accountable, and you've mastered the emotions that allow you to master the skills to be and stay accountable. When you let go of trying to control success and realize there is no success, when you stop worrying about money, because money doesn't worry about you, when you stop worrying about debt, debt is interest debt. Debt has no conscience. Debt is a very dark energy that you create in your own emotional state to justify being overwhelmed. There's two kinds of debt, liability debt, and then there's asset debt. If you have liability debt, giving it energy doesn't give you any power. Power comes from source. Source means you're able to connect with source and energy where there's no separation between you and the outcome. When you're in power, then you're not enforced. But when you try and force a situation, then you can't be accountable. When you let go of being the counterforce to other people's force, then you don't let people who are passive-aggressive violate and perpetuate situations that they do over and over. When you're in your power, then you're separate from force. Then there is no force. When you are power, you are one with, and that's your accountability. You're accountable to you. Your word becomes your law, and then you can become accountable to others. You cannot possibly become accountable to others until you're accountable to yourself. And this does not mean you're greedy or selfish. It means you're real, you're honest, you're objective, and you understand you come from a place called power. And in that kind of power, there is accountability because you know who you are and you know what you can create. And there's no separation because you're able to create it because you're in a know, K-N-O-W-N, known, K-N-O-W-A, no. You know what you know, and then you don't live in any doubt because there's nothing to doubt because you know. When you no longer live in doubt, then you don't straddle success and failure. When you straddle success and failure, you have one foot on the boat and one foot on the dock. And as you begin to let go of your anxieties that no longer serve you, anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, and overwhelmed feelings, then you deliver a whole different type of energy. When you can walk in a room and make a difference by your presence, that's accountability. Meaning when people walk up to you and go, wow, I don't know what it is about you, it's not the money in your bank account. It's not the car you drive. It's the energy you transmit. It's the spirituality that you are. It's the human being that you are, not the human doing. When you walk into a room in spirituality and you are charisma and you are presence, there is no ego. You are you and you are free. And that kind of emotional freedom is attractive to people. It's not how attractive you are. That's a component of it, but it's your energy. You can have the outer beauty, but if you don't have the inner beauty, then you'll have self-confidence with no self-esteem. Confidence is how you feel about something. You might feel confidence in your looks, but you're in emotional bankruptcy because you have no esteem. So you look good and feel bad. That's unfortunately the perpetuation that many people operate in. Then your outer beauty begins to fade because of how toxic your emotional self is, and then you've lost your outer beauty with no inner beauty. But when you begin to let go of the control that keeps you in control of being out of control, then you can become one with, you are accountable. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. And if you haven't noticed, I'm unequivocally inspired to be in Columbia, South Carolina this Saturday and every Saturday, where I unequivocally get to produce and be able to share great time with great people from all walks of life. If you want to reach me directly, you can do that at Facebook, Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-E-R-Y, C-O-M-B-S. If you'd like to take advantage of one of my free 15-minute coaching sessions, feel free to do that, or you can contact me directly at 209-932-0227. This Saturday, Columbia, South Carolina. Next Saturday, October 22nd, I will be in Tampa, Florida. And Saturday, October 29th, I will be in Missoula, Montana. Next Tuesday night, I have Dr. Joe Dispenza as my guest on the Tuesday night More Heart Than Talent call. And on November 2nd, I have Michael Perkins, an exceptional entrepreneur who is unequivocally crushing it in the legal marijuana industry. Thank you very much, everyone. Jeffrey Combs, you have a great night.